VR mobile.
Where are you off to? Off to today, old man. W2T is sitting at home right now.
See, let me turn this radio down. Singing flowers in your hair, whoever that is, the Beatles or somebody. Listen to Sirius, 60s on 6. Just been to an eye appointment. I got a eye infection in my right eye, and they're going to give me some eye drops. And got to go down and pick those up and go to Lidl's, I guess, Bernice says.
It'll keep you out of trouble. I'm sorry to hear about your infection, but, you know, that's what you get for hanging around those chickens all the time.
Chopping a little bit, Rusty. I don't know if you need to raise your power a little bit. I've had it for over a week, I'd say, and I kept putting eye drops in, and it didn't get any better, so I thought I'd head down there and get it checked out at Clemson Eye.
High power, so there ain't nothing any higher I can get right here, right now, and the thing about it is, you're clipping in and out also.
Well, I'll set mine up a little notch here in a second. I'm just getting through a light here, and I got a tailgater on my butt.
I also know why you were getting, said I was clipping out, because somehow my radio got stuck on reverse. And I found out today my ICOM, my FT8800, it does have a removable head. I don't know what you mount it to, and I'm going to have to find out, get some information about it and see what it is, but it looks like it does have a removable head on it.
Hear that. That'll make it a lot better for you. Get some of that good Velcro. And I don't know if you got the remote cord or not. You might have said that you chopped a little bit, but you're very copyable there. Now, I turned my power up a little bit.
I'm going to have to get me the cord that goes between the head and the base. So, I'll have to check that out and see what happens. And So you say you're off to Lidl this morning and before you head home?
I've got some construction here. Hit construction on the way down, hit construction on the way back. It's down there near the Haywood Mall on Pelham. So we're just in the backwoods here of the residential area, I guess you would say, Rusty. Edwards Road off of Wade Hampton. So we'll go up and catch Wade Hampton and head back to the west and go down there to Lidl's. And I got to stop at Walmart's and get a prescription. So I think I'll go to Lidl's first.
We're heading out this afternoon. I got to go to the Woodlands at Furman, so I'll be headed over there and cutting through Greer and all that stuff, headed over to where I'm headed. So I'll be headed over that way this afternoon. Our barbershop chorus is doing a Christmas performance over there tonight.
It's 48 degrees, but there's a fairly decent wind. Boy, last night about 3 o'clock when I got up, it was really blowing out there. And there was one gentleman made a call about an hour before the net, and he asked me to call Blue Ridge. They were out of power, and the backup generators were out. And another fellow said at Table Rock State Park, they were having 50-mile-an-hour winds.
Does not surprise me. Does not surprise me. I dumped 2 inches of rain out of my rain gauge this morning.
2 5/8. And if the weather station was right, we had 1.6 one night and what, 2.? What was it the other night, Bernice? So just about 4 inches, according to the weather station out there on the pole. But the little old rain catcher out in the garden out front had 2 5/8. So that's a lot more than they showed at GSP.
I wasn't watching that, but like I said, I walked out this morning and had to run someplace, had to go get me a couple of, go pick me up a couple of Santa Claus hats, and I'll wear singing tonight. Of course, we're doing a Christmas performance, which means I need to get me a new Santa Claus hat. The one I had is coming apart. So, but I figure after 10 years of wearing it, it's about time to replace it.
I hope I'm not in a turn lane here. I really don't know. There's a great big Robert Hall and Son plumbing truck in front of me. And it's a turn lane, by golly. So, at any rate, I'm going to just obey the law and go straight forward. And I hope that wasn't that radar detector went off, of course, as I done that. But I couldn't get in the other lane, so I had no choice or else turn around and come back.
I'm out there in all that traffic today, and I've got to run out later. So, like I said, I got to 4:15. We got to go load risers and things, and then we got to head over towards Woodlands at Farman and get set up over there for a show at 7. So, and it's just a keep busy type thing, and I got to figure out how I want to put that radio in, and got to find out some information about getting the cable that goes between the head and the radio. And it looks like a Cat5. It looks like a little bitty. It looks like the connector is one of these, like has a telephone connector on it, clip on it. So I don't know. I'm going to have to figure it out before I do anything. I'll have to call down and see if somebody can give me some information on it. In fact, I'll go online to Yaesu today. And anyway, let me go. I got a couple other things I'm getting to, and I just heard you in there and wanted to say hello. I had called you earlier when I was playing around with the radio in the car, but I was getting nothing but noise where I was, so I'll talk to you later, Tom. Hopefully that medicine they're giving you for your eye will take and clear it up for you. N0TR, W2T, 73s for now.
Okay, Rusty, good to hear you. Well, I had a regular 6-month appointment coming up next week, but on Monday, and I still got to make that, but he said this will clear it up. He said no problem. He wasn't too concerned with it, so that's good. And that cable's well worth the money, rather than trying to make it. It's very small, and you can stick it under trim or anything, and it's long. And they're not inexpensive. They're, I don't know, probably $30, but I don't really know right now. But take care, and we'll catch you down the line. Have a good day. W2T and 0TR 73.